just trying to get back to him. When do you expect him back?
Probably not until tomorrow night. I can give you a little bit of rundown now. What he was calling about. This is Sandy Bradshaw. I talked to you one other time before.
Yeah.
We were just wondering, we may be interested in having someone do a documentary.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just sort of thinking about it at this point in time. And one thing that Jim has always felt a lot of regard for you.
Mm-hmm.
And wanted us to be sure and give the offer to you.
Mm-hmm.
To see how you would feel about it. But,
yeah, do you mean television news documentary? Is that what?
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah.
But we would need to know, like, how long it would take and just some basic ground rules type thing in writing to see, because we do have some other possibilities, but he wanted to be sure that you knew.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been trying, of course, to get to Jim for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
We were friends way back when the People's Temple started, and then and he got involved in a lot of our projects on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And I was one of his big boosters, and I was probably as shocked as anybody when all whatever happened. We have kind of stayed away from the story because we haven't understood it.
Mm-hmm.
And until recently, when I received some information from people in the temple about the little boy, and this is why Jim didn't want to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Because he wanted to make sure that the custody case was settled or something to that effect. And then some negative publicity came out about British Guiana and what was going on there.
Oh, really?
And, well, you know, some parents had said that children were being held against their... I don't know what the deal was, but what I had proposed at that time, and I don't think it was you that I talked to, but I'm not sure at this point. There have been quite a few people. I said, you know, if there's ever a chance to go down and talk to Jim and look over the facilities and just do a story on what's there and what's going on, either to, you know, just for the light of day to see into there, which we've never been able. I guess a newspaper has. Hasn't there been a newspaper down?
They have had some
press,
yeah, from that area of the world, I think. They have visitors come through all the time.
Right, right.
Just a couple of weeks ago, the head of the Guyana Livestock Corporation, Dr. Fernandez, came through. And he is a member of one of the wealthiest business families in the country and has traveled all over. And he stayed on the project a long time and looked into every phase, talked to people at random. He was very, very impressed. He said he'd been to other societies who had called themselves egalitarian.
Right.
But this was the purest society he has ever seen. There was no elitism at all. Jim, of course, takes no privileges over any of the people there.
Mm-hmm.
And he was very, very touched by the purity of the society, people from all racial and religious backgrounds and working together. It just overwhelmed him.
Oh, that's
we have great. A lot of people come through. People from the State Department here have come through, people from officials from Guyana sort of show it off all the time because it is such a model community.
Well, I had talked at one time, quite some time ago, with Charles Gary, who was handling some of the legal aspects, and he had been there.
Mm-hmm.
He seemed to be very high on what he'd seen.
Yeah.
See, I don't know. I don't even know if a trip there is necessary. All I know is Reverend Jim Jones started out way up in the Northern California area, and I had made my first contacts then when I was trying to get a kidney for a little boy, and he donated, the church, donated some money, and we were able to get a kidney transplant and save this little boy's life. And from that point on, we just had a very good working relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I was into something a little bit different in electronic journalism, and that was, not becoming an advocate, but at least trying to find some ways for people to help themselves better than they were being helped by the bureaucracy and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time I talked with him, we had a family of five sleeping in a parking rest area up alongside the road. She had to go back for cancer treatment in the east, and they had no money left for a place to stay. And he had called me late one night and sounded very tired and said, look, we have homes, and he gave me an emergency number, and he said, I'm sure one of our church members can put them up. And unfortunately, the church member was black, and the people were white, and there was a problem. You know, it's one of those stupid things.
Oh, dear.
But anyway, that was the last contact. Then all of a sudden, all of this, the New West magazine, the breaking and entering and all of that stuff started coming out, and I just kind of rode with it to find out, you know, I really didn't know what was going on. I, to this point, don't know, is the church still functioning fine and everything here?
The church is still functioning here,
yeah.
Yes. Our programs are going on naturally because of the unobjective media coverage. We are playing very low-key at this point in time. We have always stood for the freedom of the press. In fact, you know what we did for the Fresno Four,
right.
Because we felt so strongly
right.
about it. And then to see the press, for whatever reasons, and we are getting to the basis, we think, of some of the reasons behind this smear campaign. Whatever the reasons, we were shocked to see this kind of one-sided, very biased, distorted coverage of such a large humanitarian work as we've built up over the years, that a few people who are dissenters and liars, and if anyone looked into their background, could see their vantage points that they're speaking from, but no one seems to be taking the time to check into the sources of their so-called information.
Well, we haven't denigrated the temple at all, because we have been kind of on the cusp. We've had, it may be unfortunate this time and place that that the temple all of a sudden gets mixed up ideologically in people's minds with the Reverend Moon group and the Synanon problems that may be coming around and some of those things. And you know, it's interesting that. It's almost a mania that happens, and
mm-hmm.
a lot of people get thrown into categories that they don't deserve to be into, but all of a sudden it happens. And I kind of felt when this was coming down that seemed to be what was happening. But I didn't know where New West was getting their information. I think it was New West that printed the first article. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know where they were getting their information. It sounded a little scurrilous to me, but I sat back and waited to see what happened, and then all of a sudden something else came out, and then I forget what that was. It's been mostly newspaper, that from what I can see, newspaper or magazine.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden Jim left, and so I had no way of making contact with him on that, although I did talk with a couple of members of the temple.
Because, you know, Jim was gone before this even came out.
Yeah, or
he had been going back and forth to coordinate the project
right.
for some time, and he was gone when the first alleged break-in, which was vindicated,
right.
And anything, you know, the implication that we were involved in at all was vindicated in the later pages of the paper, certainly
right.
not front page like the accusation was. This is the kind of coverage we've been getting.
Yeah.
The accusation smear all over the front page, and then when there is any type of even minimal vindication or absolute vindication, it is on the back pages.
Right.
So we have shied away from the press. We've been advised by people to shy away from the press because of the unobjectivity.
Mm-hmm.
But we're very proud of our project there. Our programs are going on as usual here. But Jim has spoken of your sensitivity over the years, and I've been a member of the church for 8 years now, and I can remember repeatedly hearing him speak of you with fondness, and
oh, that's great.
He knows that whatever involvement your station, you know, has covered of us, he is in full contact with the coverage down there. He knows what's going on in the aspect of the community here, and he knows how your station has presented us, and of course he knows your personal integrity, so he did want to let you know that we are seriously considering this, but we would need to know whether it would be you or who it would be, or...
Well, if there was a possibility now that I, you know, that something like that could be done, what would have to be done would, first of all, I'd have to have a... I would try to do it myself. I went to Guatemala and helped rebuild a city down there.
Right.
So I would want to have personal involvement in it. Number two, I'd have to take a cameraman, and who would be, you know, the eyes, the television eyes at least.
Mm-hmm.
I would want to talk with Jim.
Sure.
I wouldn't necessarily want to get into the problems that are involved, but I think that there should be some statements from him about how he feels about it. You know, from the standpoint of a straight news story, it's kind of immense proportions, because this tremendously popular guy all of a sudden leaves the area and then can't come back because of a child custody fight or something like that. So I think there'd have to be some comments made about that in some way.
Now, would you be willing to print the aspects of Tim Stone?
Who's Tim Stone?
Tim Stone is the one that's purporting that he is the child's father, right.
Yeah, right. Well, in what way would I pray? I don't understand that.
Well, there's a lot of aspects in which he is involved in the total campaign against us.
Oh, I see.
This is extremely important in presenting the facts, and we do have facts to back
up. Oh, I certainly want to present the facts, that's for sure. That's the only way I'd want to do it. Otherwise, there are so many other things happening that I wouldn't... What I don't want to do is promise you that I would go down and do a travel log, you know, because I don't think that would help any of us, and it certainly wouldn't help my integrity. What I'd want to do is go down and just let the camera shoot the thing, and I have no preconceived ideas other than I like him very much, you know, so... There's nothing else that's ever clouded my thought on that. I don't know anything that he's done wrong personally, because all I know is I started getting checks and tremendous support from People's Temple way back when they were up in Redwood Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And long before they ever came to San Francisco, I was very acquainted and received a lot of mail and a lot of support for the Reverend Jim Jones, who was doing these tremendous things. And I accepted him on that face value, not on anything else. I haven't gotten involved in any of the political shenanigans or any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that would be the way I'd want to approach it.
Well, he has done nothing wrong on any level, and we've never asked for any special favors from anybody that we have helped. We don't work that way. All we have asked for at all is minimal objectivity, and we have not even gotten that. So certainly if the truth were aired, it would be all we would want. We would not want any sugarcoating. That certainly is not how we work.
Right.
The truth is with Jim Jones in this situation, and his whole life has been committed to helping others in a very selfless way.
Right.
It's just a terrible bias, the degradation of the high ideals that he and the church has stood for, being perpetrated by a few people who obviously have their own access to grind.
Do you have any idea why that would be done? Because that's what I've never been able to put my finger on. Is it just a good story, or what is what's the reason that people are doing that? What is the reason for the attack?
Well, it seems to be on many different levels. You know that he is a great humanitarian leader. He has affected tens of thousands of people across the country, especially in his different meeting schedules all over the nation. It's hard to say. We are uncovering different aspects that go, as you know, our Social Security, the SSA checks were held up for a while. We don't know. We're not accusing government agencies. There are definite indications that there are people within various government agencies who would seek to discredit Jim. We're not at all thinking that it's on the the scale of the government agencies
right.
themselves. We feel they are being used, they are being manipulated by some very radical elements that have objected to our pacifistic stance for a long time. So, actually, there are a lot of aspects to the total situation, but Jim,
well, I'd love to sit down and talk with him about it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how long this type of thing, how long do you think?
Well, I don't know. When we went to Guatemala, the government there would only allow us in, I don't know what it was, 48 hours, I think, or something like that. I forget what it was. It was a very minimal period of time, so we worked 39 hours straight
mm-hmm.
to be able to get it. And in that way, actually, you're not getting a good insight. What you're doing is you're just kidding. But we were able to dig all kinds of things and do some things that even the networks who spent 3 months down there didn't get.
Mm-hmm.
And by didn't get, I mean insights into the story. We had people come forward because we were able to get out into the and talk with the people and just mingle, you know, and do things like that. So that then that's how I found the man with his who'd lost his children, had his back broken and everything, and was able to do a story on him and help rebuild his little city up in the mountains
mm-hmm.
where the network stayed. You know, they stay right around Guatemala City, something like that. But I don't know. I'd say. Just to be able to shoot and to film, probably, I don't know, you're talking in terms of a couple of two or three days, I don't know, or maybe even longer. You know, I'm trying to think of a minimum amount
mm-hmm.
of time, but I just couldn't put it down. How big is it? How much is there to see?
Well, there are over 1,000 people who are living on the project now.
Wow.
The only problem is that it does cut down on the production. Naturally, the production is very intense right now, and we have a lot of crops that were not grown in the tropics until our experimentation, we were able to work with the people in the area and come up with pretty innovative ways of making them work.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a very massive, intense production schedule. That's why we were concerned somewhat about the time thing.
Right.
If there's some way we could get some something in writing of your how long you think it would take, or just some of the sort of basic ground rules, then
I
can forward it over to Jim.
Sure. One of the things, number one, right off my head, I say we would like to show the overall project.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know what that takes to shoot that. I don't know how many acres you have, even.
Well, I think there's over 2,000 cultivated acres.
2,000. See, that's a lot. But you could do that with wide shots. And,
oh, yeah.
I mean, I'd have to leave that up to my cameraman.
Yeah.
But
we have aspects of sawmill, piggery, cassava mill,
right.
Cattle barn, carpentry shop, school buildings, cafeterias, pavilions, you know.
Well, I'd
it's
like
a whole
to
shoot city.
A little bit of all of that, you
yeah.
see, and I wouldn't take a lot with any of it, really, but what I'd like to do is record it so I can talk about it, at least, and what there is there. Has that ever been done before? I don't think anybody's ever shown pictures of all of that.
Well, we have slides and things and sort, but
yeah.
we haven't had the know-how.
Right.
You know Mike Probst, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, and I think he'd be interested in getting together with what, you know, whatever script is going to be followed in terms of sequence of events, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So
we could probably, if we, you know, now that I have some idea here, 2,000 cultivated acres, so it's much bigger than that if you have that much under cultivation. I mean, the land mass,
mm-hmm.
just of the...
Well, that's really what's carved out of the jungle. The rest is beautiful jungle.
Oh, I see. Okay, so it's right up to the jungle then,
yeah.
for the most part.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Right. Okay. And you've got 1,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is there any, what are the aspects of our shooting the people, showing the people working, doing...
Oh, no problem. No problem with that.
And now, is there any problem with talking with some of them?
No.
Just at random or something
no
like
problem
that?
With that,
okay.
No.
Well,
we just really need to know what what your expectations of
the time
presence. Yeah, the time and.
I'd like to, you know, in a situation like that, I'd have to talk with Jim.
Oh, certainly.
And
he would be welcoming that.
Right, and hear his side and get it out and on the table.
Because obviously, you can see his side has not been presented in any of this media blitz for what, 8 months now.
Well, there's never been any answers. I know.
Because answers would dignify questions that are absurd.
Right. Right.
I mean, that's the way we've looked at it. These things are absurd.
Right. Well, what I would do just off the top of my head in the questions. In fact, I thought of once trying to get a phone call down and just, you know. But then it came out because I had a member of the church, an official member. This wasn't a denigrating phone call. Call and say that it was about the little boy,
mm-hmm.
And there were a lot of things that could not come out at that point. But that there was a child involved, and there was a custody case, and that Jim felt he had to go there and stay there until
right.
such time as all of these legal ramifications had been cleared away,
mm-hmm.
because he. And that was kind of mind-boggling to me, because I didn't know anything about the little boy or any of that. So I said, okay, well, I'd sure like to talk with him, you know, and find out what it's all about, because as long as he's there, then the charges go unanswered, whatever the charges are, you know. It's not like him being here and being able to defend himself, even though members of the temple have tried. But anyway, it would be a way of him just rapping. We just sit and talk about it,
mm-hmm.
and he could say whatever it is that he feels he has to say. The other thing would be to show the project, show the people, show what's going on, and in general do a you know, report that way. Now, as far as it, I'll try and lay something out. Where can I send it? What would be a good, or to would I send it to you?
Yeah, you can send it to the P.O. Box, or 1859 Geary.
1859 Geary,
yeah.
Better, yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Good, and I'll send it in care of you, and I'll just try to scratch something out about what it is that I would like to accomplish down there.
Okay,
I'd like to show the Ag Project and show the people working and show Jim down there working, and is there any problem with showing the little boy?
No, none at all. In fact, when you see him, You'll know he is the spinning image of Jim.
Right.
You'll be able to talk to the child
right.
yourself.
Can we go back? Just fill me in again, because I've tried to stay away from as much as possible. From what I understand now, the people supposedly now could not have children. And then Jim was asked, as the leader of the temple, to father the child. Is that how the story goes?
That's
basically it, or?
Yes, that,
and
I
then,
mean, it's a little more complicated than
yeah.
that, but that is basically it. It was Tim Stone's idea
right.
that Jim become involved with Grace.
Mm-hmm.
There are various reasons behind that for the good of she had threatened to do just what she's doing now, to tell lies and hurt the thousands of people that she's trying to hurt now,
mm-hmm.
and it's a very complicated.
Of course, it's tough for her too. If it's her child, that becomes a tough situation too.
Not really. When you hear the facts, she has abandoned the child. She ran off with another man,
mm-hmm.
and left the child with Jim.
Mm-hmm.
The child has lived with Jim since he was very young. He's been taken into Jim's family. Mrs. Jones, in fact, is the one that toilet trained John,
mm.
because his own so-called mother couldn't be bothered. She was too busy with other men. I really think when you hear,
I just wonder why, from this standpoint, why Jim got involved. I mean, why would that? See, these are the things I don't know why he would do that, but that has to come from him.
Yes, the members of the congregation are aware of the situation. They have been aware of it. They're aware of Jim's high character and
right.
that he does things to help people. He helps people, well, you know, he goes to the full limit of anything he can do to help
right.
people. And in this situation, it was presented as a desperate situation from Tim Stone for his reasons.
Okay, but you could certainly understand how someone with that information could write an article that would be disfavorable to Jim. I mean,
only if they did not present his side of it.
Right.
Once you heard the facts, it would be put in perspective.
Okay, I understand that. But all I'm saying is, here's Jim Jones, a married man and leader of a temple, you know, the people's temple, and someone comes to him and says, and this is how they've used it. You go to bed with my wife. You get involved in sexual relations with my wife and sire a child. Now, in the eyes of the law, that's adultery. Now, what I'm saying is, that's what's boggled my mind for so long. How did the agreement come about? Now, it must have been on a much higher plane than I understand.
Well, it's difficult to, perspective-wise, it's very difficult to relate to, I suppose, unless you're a leader of thousands of people who look up to you and who you know will be hurt.
Right.
Unless you make this sacrifice.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, but you, as Sandy Bradshaw, have been able to come to grips with it as a member and don't have any problems.
Oh, certainly, because
right.
I have seen Jim's character over the years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have seen him. In fact, the thing that drew me to the church was the fact that this man stayed up day and night counseling with people. And
mm-hmm.
I thought, what more can a person give than their personal sleep?
Right, right.
I mean, that was my selfish observation when I first came to church, is that this man gives his all for people.
I know the last time I talked with him, he sounded like he was about ready to call out. His voice was so raspy that he'd been talking for a long time, and it was late at night, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
all that is true, and Jim's character is so obvious to the people that know him, even the people who have minimal contact with him, that obviously you know he's not going to go jump in bed with somebody for his own, for his own pleasure. He's been a happily married man for 28 years.
And
he has
Mrs.
a beautiful
Jones accepted
wife.
It, too. That
oh, yes. She knew about it from the beginning.
Right.
She understands. They're very selfless people in terms of helping people. They're devoted to helping the oppressed and poor and the less fortunate. So,
well,
obviously, if a situation looks like something would resolve it to save thousands of people from getting hurt, innocent people from getting hurt by lies, then it has to be put in that perspective. And
well, that's what I'd want Jim to do, but what I'm saying is I would have to ask him that question, I think.
Certainly. There is no question that you could not ask him.
Yeah. Okay.
He's always been very direct with everyone he's dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he believes that you would be sensitive enough to present his honesty in an objective way. And as I say, all it takes is objectivity of the true facts to vindicate Jim Jones in the media.
Well, what I'm willing to do, I'm willing to go to the station and fight with them and say, look, I want to do this, and I want you to give me a half hour, and I want to do a half hour interview like you know, we've done with other people, and allow Jim Jones to tell his side of the story.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things we can do, a half-hour interview with Jim Jones within our news block, which has the highest, you probably know, but the highest rating in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And we played out to 1 million people every night, and it would be, something with enough advanced publicity and that sort of thing. But at the same time, I'd like to show the agricultural thing. I'd like to maybe try to do a five-part documentary culminating on, say, on a Friday evening with the interview with Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Something to that effect. I'm
okay,
just thinking off the top
just,
of my head.
Okay, yeah, if you can just think it out and jot down some of the basic ground rules that you would go by and let us know,
okay.
Then it will take a while because it's a communication leg over there. Also, I don't know what financially could be worked out.
I don't worry about that.
I'm not aware of any
Yeah, I don't worry
area.
About that. If it happened, we'll when it comes to that.
Okay.
Okay. Well, look, let me draw something up and I'll shoot it over to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks
enough. Thank you, Sandy.